Good afternoon. Morning. Good morning. Sorry. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 12th of September. I hope you're all well. Thank you for the kind comments. Read the pod yesterday. There'll be many angles I share with you over the sort of Fridays and Tuesdays as we do those previews. I'm sure they will only get better. The first one I sort of looked at. And I was a bit turfed. Yesterday was a surreal day and has continued today. I do not know what is going on at the minute. I think people are just desperately seeking out to wind me up. I just had, obviously, FDD this morning. They put all the leagues into playoff mode. So when the championship and that went into playoff mode, they put them into playoff mode so they didn't come up on the coupons and didn't turn them back on. So now it's Russian roulette. I'm playing whether the games are going to be on sheets or not. And it just holds me up. Again, get up early this morning and not all the games. I can't do anything till we got all the games. So I think there. And then I've just had a Zoom with Suggsy and I'm talking to myself because his computer's frozen. And he's just, all I can see is a frozen image of him and then he disappears because I wanted him to do something on a spreadsheet today. People are, it's watch out Beatles about. Okay, this is the first day. Good luck to those of you who are getting involved. Arsenal are on the drift. I do not know why. I can't fathom out why Arsenal are on the drift. I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to look at team news, but 1.7 is becoming very, very backable. There must be something in that team news that's going to come out, in about 20 minutes. I mean, I don't know whether they've all dropped down with COVID or something, but it's a remarkable drift for me. 1.7 is too big for Arsenal, definitely. And Liverpool out to 1.33, again, drifting, just getting more value there. And I said West Ham Newcastle yesterday, the goals. I will play that game, West Ham Newcastle, over 2.5. I've got value on the, for those of you who've done my stuff in the summer looking at the ultimate goals, there's value on the 1.5 there. I've got some value on Poisson. So West Ham versus Newcastle, I'm not going to do the cover. I'm just going to do over 2.5. If it's 0-0 half time, I might do over 1.5 as well, and just trade that. So that's West Ham Newcastle at 8 o'clock this evening. I'm not going to hang about. I've got a busy day today. I've got some Zoom trading, and there's an absolute host of games on my sheet that I haven't got to look at yet for later on. So I'm going to crack on and do that. Have a great Saturday, and I will be back. Hopefully, everything runs smoothly tomorrow, and I'll be back with you sometime tomorrow. I might do it a bit later tomorrow. I might do afternoon and have a look and do a bit of an NFL preview. I'll have a look at the NFL games, providing if the morning football goes swimmingly, then I'll have a chance to run through the NFL stuff later and in the day, and I will do the pod after that. So I'll be back with you sometime tomorrow. As I say, it's the start of the season. Good luck with your bets and Spurs march to the title. Oh, I did. I watched. I thought I'd end my day off yesterday by watching the first of the Amazon documentaries. So having had a completely shite day, I thought I'd watch Spurs get beat 7-2 by Bayern Munich all over again. Don't care who you are, that Pochettino, absolute fraud. I mean, Mourinho is box office. Amazon have absolutely landed on their feet with how that panned out. But Pochettino, absolutely just standing on the sidelines shaking his head. That's all he's doing, shaking his head as goals are going in. Absolute fraud. He'll never win anything. You heard it here first. Right, see you later. Have a cracking Saturday.